Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Want to get a mansion, a jacuzzi, a theater to watch my movies, couple whips and lots of fancy things.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder, we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11. Marquette Eagles beat writer Ben Steele coming up at 9:20 AM to talk Marquette's big win over Purdue. Had a chance to watch that game last night. That was a really fun one. The nice triple-double. It was awesome. It was a really fun game. I'm really excited about where Marquette and both Marquette and the Wisconsin Badgers are at so far this season. That game coming up is going to be a ton of fun as well. Right now, we are being joined, though, by Jen Mackey of the Pack-A-Day Podcast, an original member of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find her on social media, BigMac_4. Jen, it is great to be talking to you. How the heck are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, hey, Andy. Thanks so much for having me on. It's been a while since we've had the chance to chat. Yes, original member, which is awesome. I think we're going on, what, almost 5 years, 6 years next year. So yeah, a lot of years with Pack-A-Day. So excited to be on here with you today.
Well, I appreciate that a ton. And this has been one of my favorite things, by the way, of being able to do the radio show is, and I was talking to a couple guys last week of how like we all have our own shows on Pack-A-Day, right? So there's not been like a ton of opportunity always for crossover. So just being able to, you know, have you guys on and chat for, 20 minutes here, there has been like, it's been awesome. It's been really, really fun. So I'm so glad I get to talk to you and we actually finally get to reconnect and talk some Green Bay Packers. So I want to start, Jen, with the importance of this win for Green Bay. We've obviously drilled all into the details of how Green Bay won, what went well, what went wrong. But I don't think I haven't had the opportunity a ton to talk about just how important this win has been for Green Bay. I think the difference here between 7-3 and 6-4 is massive. They would have gone 0-3 in the division. Their conference record would have been hurt. The NFC West would have been breathing right down their neck. Like, this was a major win from a win-loss standpoint for Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just took the words right out of my mouth there. There was three things I was thinking of with why it was important. Like you mentioned, you don't want to go 0-3 in the division. That would be really embarrassing, hurtful, all those things, especially as we kind of near mid-November here and the schedule is going to start getting slimmer. So wins are more important right now, especially with how close the conference is. Obviously, we're kind of teetering on those last wild card spots. So it's going to be a close race here as we get to the end. So every win kind of counts at that point. So kind of keeping us in that playoff conversation there. And then also just because it's the Bears-Packers rivalry, the wins doesn't matter what's going on in the season. If the Packers have no wins going into that game, that is always going to be important for the sake of the rivalry. So I think just getting that win covers that entire slate of purposeful win in that category.
I think so too. You want to keep that psychological advantage over Chicago, winning 11 in a row and just like really deflating them in the worst way possible at the very end with the blocked field goal. Just when they think they finally have one, they're going to beat Green Bay at home. They're going to get back to 500 on the season. You block the kick and you completely shatter those hopes and dreams. So I'm with you. I think not only from a standing standpoint, but keeping Chicago down as well. And like, by the way, like if that does happen, Green Bay's at 6-4, Chicago's at 5-5, and Chicago has the game on them. Like, Chicago's only a game out from Green Bay as well, so it definitely gives you another, you know, potential team to have to compete against for that final wild card spot. One of the players that made that win possible was Christian Watson. He certainly broke out in a major way. We've kind of been waiting for this Christian Watson moment. He goes 4 catches, what was it, 150, 155 yards in this game. What does a Christian Watson breakout mean for this team?
Yeah, I think it's huge just for him as a player. I mean, he's been somebody who's been riddled with injuries, so these opportunities have been taken away from him. So to have him be able to come out in a crucial moment, he had those three really big catches, which at that point with the red zone offense, I was like, you know what, just go for it all the way. Kind of setting us up for failure almost in those positions, but it's so big to have that reliable downfield threat and just kind of know that that's another option for Jordan Love, because Jordan Love likes to throw those balls up really deep. So for Watson to be able to be a reliable target downfield, be able to beat guys, come over top of guys, things like that, I think that's just huge for the offense confidence between Love and Watson. And it just kind of gives you more of a palette for your offense, because this is a really tool-driven offense. There's a lot of different weapons that they have, but being able to add that as well is going to be huge, especially because the schedule is only going to get more difficult as we go here. And then Watson, yeah, we've just been waiting for this. I mean, we haven't really seen his ceiling yet because, like I said, there's been injuries and stuff like that. But being able to see a game like this where he's down there doing his job, especially when the offense has really been struggling with catching, to see those big plays from him, it's huge. Just to kind of finally get to see that moment from him and him get to be the hero that we know he can be.
It's been sort of ironic in a way, because he's always been kind of one that's had that, you know, the feel of like, oh, is he going to catch the ball or whatever. He's been the one guy that's been consistently catching the ball for Green Bay. He's done a phenomenal job, and I think he's such an unselfish player and really, you know, just being the guy that's doing what's ever asked of him. But when you get those moments for Christian Watson and when he can have those big, like, he's such a big play machine when he gets in that rhythm. And I think we saw them this game. What we've seen in the past in the second half of, what was it, a couple years ago, when he just went completely off in his rookie season and just decided to tear through the league in the second half. Like, if he could have a second half like that and sort of repeat history there, this would be such a huge win for Green Bay. Another player who's playing absolutely out of his mind that I think is getting some recognition, but maybe not as much as he deserves, is Josh Jacobs. I mean, Josh Jacobs, 176 carries, 838 yards, a 4.8 yard average on the ground with 4 touchdowns, adding another 23 receptions for 186 yards and a touchdown through the air. Had a huge game through the air this past week. I don't think we're talking enough about how well Josh Jacobs is playing and how well he's been integrated into this offense. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I personally can't relate because I'm a Josh Jacobs fantasy owner. So I've known since week one what he can do for this team. So he's been carrying me. So people are really late to that conversation. But as a fantasy owner, I've been able to see just kind of what he's doing, paying a little bit closer attention to those stats. But yeah, I mean, he fit seamlessly into this offense. We didn't really know what was going to happen with the loss of Aaron Jones, but he has been extremely reliable, even battling some injuries there. We've been able to really rely on him, especially when Jordan Love is down. He's just been able to ground and pound, and now getting him more involved in the air game, he is double threatened that way. So yeah, Josh Jacobs seamlessly rolling into this offense and being able to carry the team that way is huge. And I hope that they just continue to feed him, especially hopefully as December comes around, those snow games where, you know, we watch the AJ Dillon games, because just ground and pound when it gets really cold. Hopefully he starts to step up even more in those moments.
When the initial move was made, when they decided to bring in Josh Jacobs and release Aaron Jones, what was your initial thought on that? And is this was like, was would this be sort of like the best case?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
A scenario of how you thought that could go, or like kind of what were your expectations when that happened?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really exciting 2 minutes where we thought we had both of them. I've always been a fan of Josh Jacobs. I just like the way he runs. I think they started utilizing him wrong with the Raiders. So it sounds like it was just the best move for everybody. He gets that fresh start here. It's obviously just Aaron Jones as a person. It's really hard to lose him. But Aaron Jones also had fumble issues and also injury issues, which right now we're not seeing too much from Josh Jacobs here. So I think that almost improves this offense when you have a player who is more reliable to hold on the ball in the big moments.
We're being joined by Jen Mackey of the Packaday podcast. You can find her on social media, BigMac_4. I was looking at it, Jen. Today was episode 2309. So it's actually been a little bit over 6 years. Everyone always asks me, and I'm like,
I don't know.
We've been doing it forever. So I know it's been almost 6 1/3 year so far. So again, we've been doing this a while now. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for all of the episodes that you've done. I know you've got another one coming up this week, but I have a rare question for you here. I can't believe I'm asking this. I can't believe I'm saying it. These words are coming out of my mouth. Jen, do the Packers have a specialty? Do they have a special teams?
Yeah, I think they actually might. Now that they've kind of figured out the kicking situation, hopefully with McManus. I mean, Daniel Whalen has been basically MVP talk all season. Having a punter, you don't want to have to punt, but knowing when you do, you have a punter that's going to pin the team, get the ball in the air. I think that's been really huge for them. And then, of course, for Carl Brooks to be able to come out and block a field goal, just watching the game film, knowing that the kicker is going to kick it low and game planning for that, that's huge. When special teams is the one part of the game versus the Bears that felt like it was actually doing the right thing, that's huge. And I know we've kind of teetered with the fact that maybe they do, maybe they don't, because they'll have a big week and then they'll go out next week and be absolutely miserable. But I think things are starting to come together now that they have a reliable kicker. Whalen's been really good. Things are just kind of coming together. So they might. I don't want to jinx it, but it's been really exciting just to see them be kind of the more consistent piece as of the last couple weeks.
We should probably know better than to jinx it before a game against San Francisco in Lambeau Field when you're asking for a big special teams performance. It hasn't gone great in the past, so we'll cross our fingers and pretend we didn't mention it going into this game, but maybe a revenge game for the Packers special teams against San Francisco this upcoming weekend. We got to see a little bit more playing time for a couple different Packers this past week. Brenton Cox obviously got his first really significant playing time at all at defensive end, and then Carrington Valentine really stepped up and played, I think, above 60 snaps as kind of the primary corner in this game. What were your impressions of both Brenton Cox and Carrington Valentine, and do you think these might be two players that can help Green Bay on defense moving forward?
Yeah, I think Brenton Cox, just being somebody who is actually pressuring the quarterback, is huge. To get one sack, and then I think he had two tackles for loss. Just being able to provide that pressure at the line is going to be huge. That's not something we're seeing a lot of right now, and I think that's really frustrating as fans. And I think just the defense as a whole, I'm kind of frustrated with, and especially with the Jaire injury. Valentine is definitely somebody who has to step up into that role. So being able to see him kind of take those more consistent snaps and hopefully be able to make the stops. I know the Bears offense is very different from what we'll see from the 49ers offense. So it's going to be, hopefully that was a good warm-up game in case Jaire is still out, because Valentine, there's going to be a lot of really tough receivers that they're going to have to cover. So I'm a little bit nervous just because I'm not sure I'm quite sold on this defense yet as a whole, but hopefully he's able to carry his weight against that really tough offense.
Yeah, I think these are going to be like, they're going to need players to step up somewhere, whether it's Carrington Valentine and Brenton Cox, or whether it's the more established stars. And that kind of just leads me to my next question, Jen, is who needs to step up for this defense to be more successful? As I was going through And just watching this tape yesterday, the defensive tape against the Bears, it was a little bit disheartening. Is like there's just nobody really making any sort of play. We saw Rashawn late in the game to get him in that 3rd and 19 situation, make a couple back-to-back plays, which was encouraging. But it just feels like, you know, earlier in the year, Xavier McKinney was obviously just playing out of his mind, and I think the interceptions were coming in bunches. But I think some of that playmaking has sort of dried up to some extent. Who really needs to step up in order for this defense to be successful come these playoff games and come this playoff push there? Remainder of the season?
Yeah, I think the front line on the defense, they just need to put more pressure on that quarterback. Don't allow them so much time to be able to find those open targets, because the more the receivers have time to just run around, the harder it's going to be on the DB there. So just being able to provide that initial pressure. And I think that's, like I mentioned, it's been really frustrating, just the lack of pressure. It's kind of amazing that they had 8 sacks against the Titans, just kind of watching these last recent games. But I think it's just been kind of frustrating. You see all these other teams rushing Jordan Love, and we're not doing the same thing to the other quarterback, allowing them too much time, especially against Caleb Williams, who can run, things like that. And you know Brock Purdy, he's a game manager, so coming up, you're really going to want to get that pressure on him and not allow him time to find those open receivers, because, like I said, they have a really good receiving core, and they're going to be able to get open if you allow the time. So just being able to provide that pressure. And then I also think Keyshawn Nixon needs to be able to step up. It's been kind of hard to sure. watch him, and especially in the absence of Jair Alexander on the other side, you need Nixon to be able to step up and be a playmaker and not just be somebody on special teams filling in on the defense.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think it starts with pressure. I think the secondary needs to be better. There's probably a couple linebackers who could play a little bit better as well. They just need a lot of different players to really step up and start making a name for themselves on that defense and kind of just make it so that that mm-hmm. defense is, I think, playing a little bit closer to where they were at the beginning of the season. Again, we're being joined by Jen Mackey of the Packaday podcast. You can find her on social media, BigMac_4. All right, a couple more questions for you, Jen. The first one, I talked about it at the onset of our show today. Joe Douglas is out in New York. Everything has fallen apart for the New York Jets. When this initial trade was made, when Aaron Rodgers was sent to New York, what were your expectations, and how did things go so unbelievably wrong for the Jets in this situation?
Yeah, I think just because, you know, I grew up more with Aaron Rodgers than I did Brett Favre, so it was really hard to just kind of see that, but I understood, you know, we need to move on. Jordan Love is the next guy, and obviously that's worked out really well for us. And I know that there's guys over in New York, like I'm a big Braylon Allen fan, so it's like I want that offense to do well, because it's like I like Aaron Rodgers, I like Braylon Allen, now they got Devontae. So it's like the part of me that just loves Wisconsin football wants them to do well, but yep. it's also nice that it's not my problem that they're not. So it's kind of just being yep. able to sit back and relax, and the Packers have their own issues to focus on. But yeah, it's just kind of amazing how a team can collapse like that, and it just kind of looks like Gutekunst is like a finesser in trading. So yeah, it's just been kind of just sitting back, watching it happen, and knowing that it is not my problem at all is really nice.
You do kind of wonder if like teams are going to be like, all right, we need to be a little bit careful. The Devontae Adams trade did not work out well for the Raiders. The Aaron Rodgers trade did not work out for the Jets. Brian Gutekunst trades a 7th round pick for Malik Willis, and he turns into gold in Green Bay and wins 3 games. Like, teams might be a little bit wary of dealing with Brian Gutekunst. Be like, maybe we just shouldn't do yeah. this. Maybe if Goody's calling maybe us, maybe we should not pick up the phone.
Yeah, maybe that's why we didn't pick up anybody in the trade deadline. Nobody's willing to actually answer the phone. But
exactly.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, Goody's calling.
Just the way that, you know, we are successful in ways that other team aren't with our big star. Like, Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers are going to be Hall of Famers. So it's amazing that with the offense that's around them, that they're not more successful. And I saw the whole thing about, like, are they going to bring Aaron Rodgers back? And my first thought was, I swear, if he ends up in that purple jersey, I'm going to hurl. Because it would just kind of follow the timeline of things. So I'm just kind of hoping that that's not what happens next.
What could possibly go wrong? All right, a couple more really quick ones here, Jen. The Packers do have the 49ers coming up this week. All right, if you were to make a list of the Packers, you know, 10 most wanted, right? Their biggest nemesis, like however you want to define it. Like, where do the 49ers fall on the rank of the Packers' biggest enemies at the moment?
Yeah, I think obviously you have Bears, Vikings, and Cowboys are kind of like the big three for the Packers. The Lions, I know that they're a lot better, but they still don't feel like that big rival. They're just kind of the third rival in the division. So for me, I think right now 49ers are probably fourth, and I've had personal beef with the 49ers since like the Kaepernick Harbaugh era. Like, they have just been tormenting us for years and years and years, basically through my entire fandom. So I think knowing what they've done to us in those big moments, always in the playoffs, spoiling our fun. I think that they rank pretty high. I think there was a moment where probably Seattle was higher than them, but Seattle has dropped off because that whole era is done. So I would rank the 49ers fourth at this point.
I think I might put them third. I think I might put them ahead of Dallas at this point, especially because Green Bay's had some big wins in Dallas more recently. I think I might put them, and even going back further, like the Jerry Rice fumble, non-fumble, the Terrell Owens play at the end of the game where they win the playoffs. Like, there's just been some really brutal San Francisco moments. The Kaepernick games, like you mentioned, the special teams one we mentioned earlier last season. Like, I think I'm right, the Packers need to take care of business this weekend. And as we look at that, Jen, Packers 49ers, what are you most looking forward to? What is going to be the key to this game?
Yeah, I think the offense needs to light it up soon. Like we mentioned, terrible red zone offense, just being able to get points on the board, because this is an offense that, for the 49ers, I don't know how confident I am in our defense, so I think it's going to need to be a high-scoring game from our offense. I hope that the defense can step up, but like I mentioned, they have a lot of pass catchers, really good weapons. Obviously, McCaffrey is back, so it's going to be really hard for the defense, so being able to put together long stretches, get points on the board for the offense, give the defense a chance to take that break, that's going to be huge, because there's been too many moments where they get to the red zone and come up with 0 points, whether it's terrible interceptions, going for it and not getting it, things like that. It's getting really hard to watch them march all the way down the field, waste time, and then get nothing out of it. So just being able to get points on your drive, find ways to punch it in, not taking Jacobs out of the game, things like that are going to be huge. And also the receivers just need to step up and make the difficult catches, because right now that's also problematic.
I could not agree more. It's going to be a really fun game to watch. I'm excited to see how the Packers handle the San Francisco 49ers. And if they can knock them down and maybe get them out of that playoff conversation, that would be beyond amazing. Jen, you are beyond amazing. Mm-hmm. It was great catching up with you. Tell us all where we can find all of your incredible work and where you can we can find you on social media.
Yep, as Andy mentioned, you can find me on Twitter at BigMac_4 or X, whatever you're calling it. That's the main place you can find everything. I do Pack-A-Day every Saturday. I get the injury report, so kind of the less fun episode every week, but nonetheless has to be done. So hopefully that hasn't come out, any injuries, stuff like that. So hopefully once that starts to come through, we see good news and have good things to talk about later this week.
You crush it every single week, Jen. I can't appreciate you enough. Again, you can follow her on social media, BigMac_4. When we come back, we'll be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and text line, 414-677-1250. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy, Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.